Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Mary Shelley. Her full name is Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. Now the dates of Mary Shelley are from 1797 to 1851. And at the outset let me tell you that she was the only daughter of William Godwin and Mary Wollstonecraft. So she belongs from a illustrious family. After that her husband was P.B. Shelley, the poet P.B. Shelley, who famously said once that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. So the entire family is full of great writers, great thinkers. But before discussing the writings of Mary Shelley, now before I discuss her writings, let me tell you a few quotations of Mary Shelley. Quote, "Nothing is so painful to the human mind as a great and sudden change." Unquote. Nothing is so painful to the human mind as a great and sudden change. This quotation is from the novel Frankenstein, jo ki inka sabse famous novel hai. After this, from the same novel, let me quote another quotation. Quote, "Learn from me, if not by my precepts, at least by my example, how dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge and how much happier that man is who believes his native town to be the world than he who aspires to become greater than his nature will allow." Unquote. This is a quotation said by the character Victor Frankenstein, the one who creates the monster. And afterwards when he realizes what he has done, this is what he says. That learn from me, if not by my precepts, at least by my example. How dangerous is the acquirement of knowledge and how much happier that man is who believes his native town to be the world than he who aspires to become greater than his nature will allow. Now coming to the writings of Mary Shelley. Now as I indicated already, the best book or the famous book by Mary Shelley is Frankenstein, and the complete title is Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus. Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus. It was first published in 1818 and then later on revised in 1831. So in part it is a gothic novel, in part, only in part, and in part it is also philosophical. Sometimes this novel is also considered an example of an early science fiction novel. Aur isme broadly hota kya hai, that there is a character, Victor Frankenstein, who creates a monster. But initially when he is creating that monster or that individual, he doesn't realize what he is creating. He just thinks that I have to just create something. तो जैसे तैसे यहाँ वहाँ से जोड़कर कुछ बना लेता है. And somehow that thing becomes alive. And that thing has a very ugly and very monstrous physical appearance. That's why he is called a monster. And everybody fears that half human or half monster thing. And ultimately what happens is that monster says that, you know, creator, why have you created me? Agar aapko mujhe abandon karna tha, then why did you create me? Why did you give life to me? And later on that monster kills everybody, even the creator. So ye broadly storyline hai is novel ki. Now another famous novel by Mary Shelley is called The Last Man. The Last Man. That was published in 1826. Aur isme kya hai? It's an account of the future destruction of the human race by a kind of disease. Is novel mein plague hai. So the entire human race is wiped out due to plague. So now that COVID pandemic is over, we all can relate to this, that how it will feel if a disease spreads in the world, if a epidemic or a pandemic spreads in the world. Because COVID ke time mein bhi, if we did not have vaccines, maybe a lot of the population of the world would have been wiped out. So we all can relate to this novel, The Last Man. Now after that she has also written some other novels. For example, one is called Valperga. Valperga. V-A-L-P-E-R-G-A. This is a historical novel and it is set during the Italian Renaissance. And there is blending of romance and political intrigue. After that she has written another novel called Lodore. L-O-D-O-R-E. Lodore. This novel examines the challenges faced by women in society. After that another novel she has written called The Fortunes of Perkin Warbeck. The Fortunes of Perkin Warbeck. Perkin ki spelling kya hai? P-E-R-K-I-N, Perkin, and then W-A-R-B-E-C-K, Warbeck. This is also a historical drama, historical hai ye, and it is centered around the pretender to the English throne. So as the name indicates, this is about a character called Perkin Warbeck. ठीक है. नाउ ही वॉज अ हिस्टोरिकल कैरेक्टर, ठीक है, और उस टाइम के जो राजा थे किंग हेनरी द सेवंथ, पर्किन वॉरबैक क्लेम्ड टू बी अ ड्यूक ऑफ यॉर्क. ठीक है, सो ब्रॉडली स्पीकिंग जस्ट अंडरस्टैंड दैट देर इज सम कैरेक्टर हु क्लेम्स टू बी द एयर ऑफ अ थ्रोन, उस चीज के बारे में है ये. एंड इफ यू वॉन्ट टू नो द डिटेल्स ऑफ दिस नॉवल यू कैन सर्च ऑन द इंटरनेट, बट दिस नॉवल इज नॉट दैट फेमस, सो जस्ट फोकस ऑन टू नॉवल्स. ठीक है, वन इज फ्रैंकेंस्टाइन एंड द सेकेंड वन इज द लास्ट मैन. ठीक है, ये आप याद रखना. नाउ आफ्टर दैट लेट मी ऑल्सो टेल यू फ्यू एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ मैरी शेली एंड पीबी शेली. नाउ व्हेन पीबी शेली एंड मैरी शेली फेल इन लव, ठीक है, एट दैट टाइम पीबी शेली वॉज ऑलरेडी मैरिड टू सम अदर लेडी. ठीक है, सो लीगली दे कुड नॉट मैरी. देन वॉट दे डिड वॉज दे इलोप टू फ्रांस. वो लोग फ्रांस भाग गए. ठीक है, एंड ओवर देयर दे ट्रेवल्ड अराउंड यूरोप. ठीक है, एंड वेन दे केम बैक टू इंग्लैंड एज इट हैपन्ड ड्यूरिंग दोज डेज दैट सोसाइटी कंडेम्ड सच अ बिहेवियर. ठीक है, दे ऑल्सो फेस्ड ऑस्ट्रिसिज्म बाय देयर लव्ड वंस, बट अल्टीमेटली द फर्स्ट वाइफ ऑफ पीबी शेली डाइड एंड आफ्टरवर्ड्स पीबी शेली एंड मैरी शेली मैरिड. ठीक है, तब इन्होंने शादी की थी. बट लेटर ऑन व्हाट हैपन्स इज पीबी शेली व्हाइल ट्रैवलिंग टू सम अदर प्लेस ही ड्राउंड एंड ही डाइड एंड देयर आफ्टर मैरी शेली टुक केयर ऑफ देयर ओनली चाइल्ड एंड ऑल्सो प्रोमोटेड द राइटिंग्स ऑफ पीबी शेली. ठीक है, सो ब्रीफली दिस इज द स्टोरी ऑफ मैरी शेली एंड पीबी शेली. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेम्बर अबाउट हर टू इम्पॉर्टेंट नॉवल्स. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट इफ यू कैन रीड द स्टोरी लाइन ऑफ फ्रैंकेंस्टाइन इट विल बी वंडरफुल एंड ऑल्सो द सेकेंड नॉवल द लास्ट मैन. एंड लेट मी एंड बाय टेलिंग यू वन मोर फैक्ट. After the death of Mary Shelley, a novel was published called Mathilda, M-A-T-H-I-L-D-A, Mathilda. This is just a novella, and a novella is smaller than a novel, okay? And what is the theme of this novella? You know, it thematically deals with father-daughter relationships, incestuous desire, as well as grief, okay? Father-daughter relationships, incestuous desire, and grief. And this novella was published after the death of Mary Shelley, matlab posthumously, theek hai.